This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Let me take this opportunity to welcome in studio our special guest who's joining us today. It's none other than Lucas Khatebe. Ndoba. Let's try that. Are you well?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Fantastic, man. Good to see you.
No, the whole cafe la mumoying, so it's nice to see you at last.
Yeah, you're looking good.
So good.
Oh, wow.
Thank you for the compliment. We have to keep up with you guys. If you look like this, Quinn.
Yeah.
Why can't we do that?
Fantastic, man. And thank you very much for coming through and spending time with us. Let's start ka finally. Kev, AFCON.
Yeah.
I mean, what's your take? You've got two good teams that deserve
very,
to
very
be there.
Good. Exactly.
Yeah, but I know there's the rivalry between North and Central and East and South End. So we expect fireworks in that game. But what's your view on the final?
Absolutely. I think everybody's saying about Man City versus Liverpool.
Yeah.
San versus Mahrez, but it's gonna be a cracker. Mm. I think this is one. I think it's going to be one of the best finals we've ever seen, apart from 96.
Mm, of course. Wow, of course.
Yeah, so I think we're expecting, because if you look at both teams, especially look at the individuals, absolutely great players, both sides. I mean, Koulibaly, at the back, and then they've got Sané up front.
Sadio
Mane.
Yeah.
And the other side, Algeria, they've got Mutsepiwa.
Yeah,
Eling Mahrez. But it's going to be an exciting one. Apart from, being a crack, I think it's going to be exciting. We're going to see good football, which is the North, playing straightforward, very disciplined players. So we'll see whether Sadio Mane will be able to penetrate still defense. But I think it's gonna be very exciting. I think the football that Senegal is playing, it's unbelievable, because they've got strength and they've got individual skills, which I think that tonight that is their secret weapon.
Mm. Who do you think is going to win, Lucas? It's come by political answer. He's just straight.
It's going to be a great fight. And I think it's going to be a really, really thin line between the two teams. And I think for me, I would love to go for Algeria, which I think they've been strong all the way through. And I think with their formation that they play,
because their structure they stick to the structure. They are almost rigid, if one can put it that way. And once they get into that, it's very hard to break it down.
Technically, that's what scares me, because technically they're absolutely brilliant. I think with Mahrez, with those shots, with that left foot, once they give him a chance, he will help them. And I think he will do that today. Mm. I think Sadio Mane is going to find it hard.
And he hasn't really sparked Mane in this tournament. We have not really seen Mane all our Liverpool.
No, we haven't. We haven't. I mean, maybe because of the teammates. I mean, he's playing in a different team, different formation. But I think tonight he will want actually to lift the trophy, but I think Algeria.
So
too strong.
With Algeria. So with that said, I mean, let's take a few steps back and look at performance. Bafana. I mean, what did you make of it? Look, without being too critical, it's a good thing that we went all the way to the quarterfinals.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, we had a fantastic performance against Egypt, one performance really does not amount to anything if you don't go all the way. I mean, you eliminate the hosts and potential champions, and then the next game you are flat. I mean, what did you make generally of that performance?
I think since the start of the competition, I think we haven't really played well. I think we look like we have a stage fright. We look like we've never played together. There was a few of the players that were underperforming, apart from Tau, was looking lively, but I think everybody around.
And sometimes you can't win it alone. It's a team effort.
No, you
so
can't.
Even if you try to play, but if the team around is not ticking, then...
Exactly. But for me, that was disappointing to see, because I think we would have started strong, especially giving the opposition that we're playing against. Yes, we in Namibia, it was expected to win. Even then, you know, it was for me, you know, we just managed to get
through. As I said, when Lucas, I mean, yeah. We had 3 shots on target
exactly.
in that game.
Yeah.
You know, and as I said, the objective of football is to win, is to score goals. So if you don't try, you can't win.
Kwena, the thing is this. This is a big competition.
Mm.
If you enter a competition or you go to a competition like that, you got to make sure that you win your first games. And as well, you made to sure that you compete. But we never did the first 3 games. We never competed. And to be honest, we don't deserve to have gone to the last 16.
That's a fact.
Do you know, I mean,
we were just lucky.
Yeah, we were very lucky. We had 3 points going to the last 16.
Mm.
And we played against a team with 9 points, Egypt. That, I think, on the day, it's an incentive on its own.
Mm.
You know, we could have, yes, it was a great performance.
Yeah, we can't fault them on that one. Yeah.
You can't fault them. But again, as he said, you know, it was just that one game. You know, we're talking about consistency. We're talking about reliability. You got to be able to be reliable, you know, to get the success that you want, especially if you performed so well against Egypt. For me, to be honest, it was a disappointing AFCON for the team. And surely we need to look at ourselves and take responsibility, be accountable. I think each and every one of us, especially those individuals and Stuart, everybody that was there, they've got to take a look at themselves and look if they've done the best, if they perform well as individuals first before the team.
What needs to change, Lucas? If because, you know, a lot of people are saying, like, I personally think that Stuart Baxter needs to go, but a lot of people but Largo Nabar Badguena can change the coach.
Yeah.
Is it going to help? Wena, as a footballer, as somebody who has played football for all your life and are still involved in football, what needs to change for us to go back to the glory days? Or at least even if we don't win it, but when you compete with pride and lose with pride, these boys fought.
For sure.
Yes. So for sure. What needs to change?
I think we need to regroup. I think we need to regroup. And as I said, we have to hold ourselves accountable.
Mm.
Are we good enough to compete in Africa as individuals and as a team? For me, as a team, not. I think one
but
thing
don't
that
we
have
players,
to do, there is players, there is individuals, but are they good enough as individuals now to contribute towards the collective? We've got you, as we said, we mentioned Tau can play on his own.
Yes,
we had who else was there? I mean, we had. The best player in the country being on the bench.
Well, yeah, Lochi, what was the coach thinking? I mean,
you know, and for me, I think we've got to go back, not to the management of the team, but we've got to go back to the managers and the structures of our football in this country.
Mm.
And look, how come we've got the players, we're saying we selected the best players in the country, but they can't perform as expected and represent as we want them to.
Mm. So if we say we change, Lucas, is it about changing the structures at SAFA or is it changing about the coaches or is it the mentality or do we just not have, I don't know, is it the mentality king? Like, I don't know, like I fail. As you say, I mean, on his day, Tau is a great player. Villagas is a great player. Dean Furman played his socks out against Nigeria. You know, Sandy Lentz was brilliant on some of the games. I mean, if you look individually, we have very great players. Leboga Mabue on his day, fantastic player. Serrero on Mutibi, his day. Yeah. I mean, you can mention them. Mutiba banks them in, you know, and but somehow it looks like something shorter, man. Like that hunger that we had in 96 and beyond Isali.
Yeah.
Is it down to that?
I think it's down to the staff right at Nazarek, at SAFA House. I think we need to get our house together before we can look at the teams. I think for us, the structures of our football, they don't really support the coaches, they don't support our play. Yeah. So I think for me, we're going to have to look deep into that. You know, forget about blaming the coach. We'll always blame the coach. We'll never get it right.
Mm.
We'll blame the players. Who else do we want? Who else is the best player in this country? So for me, let's go to the Safa House. Let's ask questions. The president should be able to say, is he accountable for the results? Mm. What is it that makes the team underperform the way they did? I think for me, that's where we need to pinpoint, because we've been changing coaches, team players, but why can't we? Let's go upstairs.
Mm.
Let's leave out the pride, the power, and that.
And
do what's good for football. I know there's people running the egos, and personal issues. Let's leave them out. Let's go out there and regroup and say, guys, where is it that we're going wrong? Not in the national team, but in the structure
in
of
how we're running football.
And how we're running football. Why our teams are not doing, why can't we produce players that play abroad? Look at the teams that we played against.
Mm.
Most of those players, they play abroad, they play in...
We mentioned Mares and Mane.
Exactly.
These are the players that play at the highest level, in the highest league. Omo win the Champions League, Omo win the treble. You know, so it actually says... So, quick one. I want us to touch on your tournament.
Yeah.
So, if Baga Hubita Bar Lucas Itlautlo Tusa go Safa, Is it something that you would think about? Because a lot of people are saying, but we've got legends, we've got players who know the game, who've been there, who've played at the highest level. Why are they not involved?
Exactly. I think when I've said, and I've said it clear before, Carl, I do want to get involved. Mm. I do want to help as much as I can in any capacity. People, especially ex-players, there's these individuals that have to serve or who... supposed to be given roles, in the structures. Oh, it doesn't have to be in the national team. It doesn't have to be. But there is under 17s. Mm.
There is development. There's a lot of development from school sports.
From school sport. Yeah. And look at the players that we have. Are we doing enough? Are we involved? I mean, even some of them, they're loitering the township without any job. Why can't we bring them in and let's come and serve? Because it doesn't matter whether we lose or we're playing or we're not playing, I'm still part of the national team. I'm still part of South African Football Association because of who I am and where I am today.
And the contribution you've
made.
Sure.
And I mean, it's immense. And to see the national team playing the way it is and sitting at home watching on TV, I'm telling you, it pains me.
I'm sure people will talk.
It pains me. Pains me when I look at on TV and I see some of the legends of other countries are present.
Are involved.
Involved in other teams. I mean, Alosi, who's the team that's going to the final today?
You played against him.
I played against him.
In fact, he's younger than you, so he played. Yes.
He was given a chance, and you can see clearly that he is supported by his federation because of his success.
Sure.
For more podcasts, go to capricornfm.co.za and follow us on social media at Capricorn FM.